huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here. Now, for some reason, people seem to like it when I find things difficult or I struggle. And up until about 2 days ago, I'd had a tough couple of weeks. Things weren't going well, or at least I wasn't able to get myself out of a kind of a self-imposed hole. A lot of things happened at once. It's like you can handle two or three difficult challenges, but when they all come at the same time, it can kind of get a bit difficult. And so I'm going to list for you 15 or more things I think you can do to get yourself out of a hole or a rut or some self-loathing or you're beating yourself up. They're quick, they're easy to do. So I'm doing a Disruptive Entrepreneur podcast and I'm also patching in live to the 4N community. So hi, thanks for tuning in. So the first thing is you can listen to uplifting music. Now, the thing is when you're feeling down, you kind of don't want to listen to any nice hap. You know, cheesy music. You want to listen to some death metal or something depressing like Radiohead to head to wallow in your self-pity. But force yourself to put something uplifting, happy, annoying at first. It will soon lift you up. The next thing, and this really is the most important thing for me, is to talk through the difficulties you're having with someone. Someone you trust, someone who won't judge you, a mentor, your husband or wife, you know, a really good long-term friend. Someone who'll sit there, who'll listen, who won't talk over you, and who won't judge you. I'm very much a person that if I store things in, I end up exploding and having this massive episode. And, you know, it's got to come out. And it's the same for everyone. You know, if you don't share, if you don't discuss, you know, if you don't just, it's like it builds up like energy, like tension. And a lot of people I know, entrepreneurs who are working on their, you know, on their own at home, or they don't feel like they want to show vulnerability or weakness. They don't talk to anyone. And that's when you start getting kind of, the mental illnesses or the difficulties. But of course, you've got to have someone there that you feel comfortable to do that, which can link to the third thing, which is to go and meet and speak to someone inspiring regularly. So because I have an office, we've got 75 staff in the office, 150 around the world. I rarely go in the office anymore because I'm not needed. But sometimes I spend so much time at home. I love being here. I don't really see anyone other than the kids and the dog. And it's like the kids and the dog, as much as I love them, they're not going to inspire me to greatness, you know, or give me these amazing insights that are going to make me change the world. So you've got to force yourself to get out there, go see mentors, go see millionaires and billionaires, successful business people, really positive people, celebrities, stars, people who are just great at what they do, fellow members of the 4N community who, you know, have, you know, good expertise in certain areas, or get out to some of the events. And this is so important, and so many people are not doing this. They're suffering alone. Okay, next thing is go and have a look at your kids when they're sleeping, or go and observe some people that you love from afar when they don't know that you're watching, because I can tell you it will make you put everything into perspective. Right, what have we got next? The things that are frustrating you, causing you stress or tension or worry, write them down, because it's another way, it's another piece of catharsis. Piece of catharsis, I don't even know if that's a real thing. But, you know, you get it out of you. You write it down. A lot of people, when they struggle for sleep, for example, you know, the diagnosis is just everything that's going on in your brain. You know, you're whirring over like a supercomputer. You can't quieten your brain down. write it out, write it down. That can become a journal that can be interesting to come back to. It can solve problems, create new business ideas. So you should be journaling and writing out as a mechanism of, you know, just making yourself, exorcising what you're holding in as stress or tension. All right, then write out everything that you're grateful for, because gratitude and any negative emotion cannot exist in the same space. So, you know, when you know you're grateful for your kids, for the success that you've got, you know, for you're healthy, you're still alive, you've got the family members that are still left, you've got them, you know, you inspire some people, you do meaningful work. You know, once the more you focus on those, all the other things that you're not feeling grateful for, that you're beating yourself up about or you've got self-loathing over, they disappear and they diminish. And I know when you get to the end of your life, you know, the things that, you know, like your health, and your friendships, you'll value them and you'll probably wish them back. So a gratitude list is really important. I do that every night when I go to bed. Although sometimes when I've got myself in a rut, I'll sod that, can't be asked to do all that grateful shit. I'm not grateful for anything. So, you know, you almost got to, like, this is why having a coach or a mentor or a group to keep you accountable is good, because you're the easiest person to lie to. And so you're often, you know what you're supposed to be doing, but you're not doing it. To know and not to do is not to know. Okay, next thing is check your sleep and your diet. Because I can tell you, this hole I got myself in for a few weeks, Bobby's golf wasn't going so well. You know, I found that the business wasn't really flying like I'd expected it to. I was jet lagged from traveling a lot. I wasn't eating great. My fitness wasn't at its best. You know, a lot of these things were happening at once. I was not sleeping well and I was eating pretty bad food. And there's no doubt that if I have five things going on in my life that aren't great, but I'm eating good and I'm sleeping good, I can sort them all out. And in fact, I'll roll up my sleeves and I'll have some, you know, passion, enthusiasm and energy to go and solve these problems. But you could have the things going all right, but you're not sleeping and you're not eating well, and it can ruin it all. So definitely make sure you check your sleep and your diet. Hey, there are people in this community that know a lot more than me about that. But, you know, once I got a couple of good nights sleep, we're back in the game again. And, you know, I wrote a book called Life Leverage, and it talks about living a mobile lifestyle and traveling a lot. And most people's dream is to travel a lot. And I've traveled a lot. And if you're traveling way over to the other side of the world, if you're going to Cayman Islands or if you're going to, you know, the West Coast of America, the jet lag can be 5 or 6 days. And you've got to factor that in, because if you can't get good sleep, everything goes to shit. All right, next then is go and help someone out. So I find if you're struggling, going to help someone else who's struggling, you see them lifted up, it lifts you up. And there's nothing that feels better than helping people. And you can take that energy, you know, if you get critics or trolls, or if you have someone who's kind of outed you or had a go at you or attacked you, if you take all that energy and rather than going and retaliating at them, go and put all that energy into helping and serving someone else, that is great catharsis for you to support yourself. So go and do that as much as you can. You know, write some good articles, go and help people on social media, pick up the phone from someone who's struggling, do a live feed video. You know, I remember one time in the progressive community, someone reached out basically saying they'd felt really, really low and they'd thought about suicide. And I was like, whoa. And I just went and did a video all about it. My dad's got manic depression. He's had, also known as bipolar. He's been up and down and up and down over the years. And we've had some of the worst times ever. And so I've got some experience in this area and, you know, probably quite manic myself. Definitely ding dong, my emotions go like that. And I just sort of shared what I thought I could help with without being a doctor or anything like that. And that got an amazing response and it felt really good to do that. So go do that a lot. The next thing is go sell some stuff. Go put some money in the bank. Because, you know, there's been quite a few debates recently about money in the 4N group and on social media. And I don't care what anyone says. If you take a life that's exactly the same, one with a load of money and one with less, the one with a load of money, you can do more things that make you more happy. And the biggest cause of divorce is money problems. So without money problems, there would be less divorces. And many of the stress and tension in people's lives is because they haven't got, you know, enough money to live a good, comfortable life. I'm not saying money's the be-all and end-all, and there is definitely an inverse relationship where too much money or greed can go the other way. But hey, look, if you're struggling a bit, go and put 10, 15 grand in the bank. Go and create a new product. Go sell it. You know, go and create something meaningful that your market wants and go and sell a load of them. I promise you, it will make you feel good. All right, next then is get intimate. Now, I should probably be a bit careful here, but there's no doubt I know that, like, when I don't really feel any... I'm not even going to talk about myself because this is going to get weird. Get intimate. Get intimate with the person you love. You know, have you cuddled up to the person you love since 1985? Are you saying nice things to people you love, telling your kids that you love them, telling your partner that you love them? even if you just cuddle up on the sofa and watch a bit of Netflix or whatever, but it definitely will make you feel better. We all need to be loved. We are humans. We are one of the very few species that actually need physical touch and love to survive. Failure to thrive syndrome means if you leave a baby with no touch and love, it will die. And I believe we're the only species that has that. Maybe some of the primates do, but it's a very rare thing. We need it. It's okay to want love. You will want love. Look at us all posting our bloody, you know, live feed videos and social media. And, oh, look at me, foodie selfie, myself included. We all want some love. So don't be scared to ask for it and don't be scared to go and get it. It doesn't make you a bad person. It makes you a person. Okay, go and watch some comedy. I love watching comedy on Netflix, but when I'm feeling grumpy, I don't watch anything funny. I want to watch some death series where everyone's dying and murder because I want to wallow in my own self-pity because I'm feeling sorry for myself. Rob, get over yourself. So watch one of the great comedy shows on Netflix. Even better, go and watch comedy live. I always watch Michael McIntyre whenever he goes live. I love watching Jimmy Carr, Russell Brand, all these great comedians. And, you know, when you're in there live, you'll know if you've been to a comedy show live, just the energy is, and like laughing. It just makes you feel amazing. And it's like a cure of a disease. It's like you've been injected with something. And, you know, you can't have a positive and a negative emotion that exist in the same space. It's one that dominates the other. So get yourself laughing, get yourself smiling, get yourself, you know, just go to a comedy show with some great friends. You'll be laughing about it for days after. Live and on TV. Listening to Positive Mindset, listening to Positive Mindset audio, you know, having good podcasts and audio books on, and rather than listening to fiction about people murdering each other and suspense and thrillers and horrors, why don't you listen to positive stuff? I don't know, whether it's Law of Attraction or just, you know, overcoming your difficulties or thinking positively or making a difference or building a business or creating a legacy. And hey, any human emotion that you're feeling, guilt, envy, shame, worry, fear, there's many great books and audios that are putting a positive spin on it and helping you handle it. I think it's good to have it in the background when you're at the gym or when you're in the car to get it into your subconscious mind, to form it more as a habit. Give that a go if you're not doing that already. I think you should make that a habit for sure. You could go through old photos of great memories, and remind yourself of the happiness you've had in the past to get your happiness back in the future. You could go on walks and spend time with nature. There's something chemically that happens to us as a species when we see nature. We have this desire to explore because if we explore, then we survive and thrive, you know, as a species. So you know if you love walking or you know how amazing you feel if you see a beautiful sunset or horizon. Or you go and spend time in nature. So go do that a bit more. Walk the dogs, you know, get yourself out there in the fresh air. You could do that while listening to positive audio. You could do kill two birds with one stone. And then finally get out and exercise. Now, when I'm feeling blur, I don't want to exercise because I feel blur. But that's the trigger that you should go and exercise. And, you know, when you're feeling up for it, anyone can do a good workout when you're feeling up for it. But the most important workouts are when you didn't feel up for it and you're a bit lethargic and you got down the gym and you just looked at everyone else and you didn't really do much weights or you didn't really put the running machine past 4 miles an hour, but you did half an hour anyway and you got out there and you felt better for it. So G-O-Y-A, get off your ass, and J-F-D-I, just fucking do it. Now, sometimes you won't want to do any of these things. Listening to uplifting music, talking your troubles through with people who just listen, who won't judge you, meeting inspiring people, getting mentors, being accountable, looking at your kids and all the things that you're grateful for, writing out all of your difficulties and challenges in a journal, because then you can create solutions for them. You can actually then write action steps of how to solve them because they're out of your head. And when you get in your head, that's when, you know, things can feel seem very difficult for you. List all the things you're grateful for. Check your sleep and your diet. Go help someone out, big or small. Give to charities. Give your time. Go and just help people who need it more than you. Go and sell something. Get some money in the bank. Get intimate and watch a comedy. List the positive mindset audios and watch autobiographies on Netflix. Go through great memories and photos. Go out, have a date night with your partner and go and talk about, reminisce about things you did. There was one time Gemma and I were driving home from Scotland when I took Bobby to the British Golf Championships. And the kids had gone to sleep. We had about 4 hours left. And what we did is we just each chose songs that we both loved that brought back memories of our 10 or 11 years together. And we were surprising each other with the songs we were choosing. And, you know, of course, that brings back memories of where we were. And it was such a great thing. And I think we both just fell in love a bit more when we did that. It was such a cool thing to do. going through the photos, your exercise, etc. So you won't want to do those when you're feeling ugh. That's when you've got to do them. You just have to do them. You know, you do one and then you'll do another and another, then you've broke the pattern. You just need to break the pattern. And then you'll do a few of these and you'll suck yourself back in, or something bad will happen, or you'll think you're out of it and then you're back in it. It doesn't always just solve everything overnight. So you just got to keep trying to do this, keep on keeping on. And then at some stage, something outside will happen. I was feeling pretty shit about 3 days ago, and I got an email from my publisher, Hachette, and they basically said that my book Money, which is a non-fiction book, is outselling all their fiction titles. It sold more books than any other publication they have in their whole publishing house, and they're the second biggest publisher in the world that week. And he told me a load of other cool things. And it was like, I needed that, man. That was good timing. That really made me feel a lot better. I needed that. And then I went and shared it on social media because, you know, I just wanted to maybe help someone else, let them know that some good news could be coming, or share the love a bit, or get a bit of love from people, because I need love. And then you're back in the game. All right, so thanks for tuning in. Please share this if you think this is useful. If there's someone you think struggling or suffering alone that could do with your help, you never know. One person, they could be very close to something really bad happening. Just one of these things might be able to help them. I don't normally ask people to share my work. You'll share it if you want to, you won't if you won't. But I think this could really help people. I actually did another version of this on my Facebook page, my Rob Moore Facebook page, and it got nearly 50 shares. So it could help someone, and that would be amazing. So thanks for tuning in. If you don't risk anything, you risk everything.